Good morning, my Dhamma brothers and Dhamma sisters. I hope you have studies about citta, samocitta, and cittasikas. Cittasikas are mental state. To know cittasikas are important. Because of cittasikas arise in citta. They varied. They are different in quality and aspect. Some cittasikas are evil. Some cittasikas are good. Some cittasikas are neither evil nor good. About 50 out of 52 cittasikas. Do you remember how many cittasikas are evil? 40. We must check these 40 cittasikas are evil. They are called mental impurities. We must try to remove if it have arisen within us. Buddhist practice mainly to remove these mental impurities. Abhidhamma excellently point out 40 impurities. Many people say, keep your mind pure, keep your mind pure. Many people think, I have a pure mind. We must check, is it really pure or not? As long as the mental impurities remained within us, or mental impurities arise within us, our mind is not pure. According to aspect, when the Buddha described kilesa, impurities, mental impurities, kilesa. Kilesas enumerated only 10, not 40. That is according to aspect that the Buddha said. But impurities are not only 10, altogether 40. Some of impurities that the Buddha explained as a flat organ. Lobha, deity, avijja. According to name, kamoga, bhavoga, taitoga, avijjoga. According to phenomena, kamoga, bhavoga belong to lobha. Only lobha is called kamoga, bhavoga. That is a flat. This is sweat, the beings sent into suffering. Daitoga is deity, round view. Avijjoga is moha. So lobha, deity, moha, these are called oga, flat. Flood is naturally, flood has two functions. One is to cross over is very difficult. You cannot cross over flood. Quickly flowing down. These floods are very dangerous. If entered, it is swept or carried and made to sink. So that is an ordinary flood. Lower is look like a flood. We cannot cross over. It's not so easy to cross over lower. It is pulled down up to into suffering. Therefore, lower is flood. The same way, wrong view. This is also like a flood. To cross over is very difficult. To overcome is very difficult. Some people hold their own view as a true. Not easily give up. You see, even ordinary views, there's a controversy. My view is correct. Cannot easily give up. They hold firmly the views. So difficult to abandon the views. There's from one religion to other religion, to convert is very difficult. They hold up their wrong views, family. Conversion from one religion to other religion, one view to other view, one belief to other belief, one faith to other faith is very difficult. Even lower level, you see. So therefore, wrong view is flat, because to cross over is very difficult. Avijja, ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of Four Noble Truths. Ignorance of truth. This truth is called Noble Truth. Why? Ariya Satya. Satya means true. According to Sanskrit term, Satya. Satya. Pali term, Satya changes into cha. Therefore, Satya. The same root. Satya, Satya is the same meaning. Sanskrit and Pali, you see, temporarily appear. In India, some of the Sanskrit terms are quite similar to Pali terms. Sanskrit Pali. Therefore, who know Pali? One third of Sanskrit they know. They know one third of Sanskrit terms. Similar. Ones are totally the same. The others are. Some are similar, some are different. Satya, Satya. The same meaning, truth. Karma, Kamma. The same meaning, the same root, these two ones. Dharma, Dhamma. Dharma, is a Sanskrit term. Dhamma is Pyuva Pali term. Karma, Sanskrit term. Kamma is Pyuva Pali term. Nirvana, Sanskrit term, Nibbana, Pali terms. So Sanskrit and Pali are quite similar. Ya satya, satya. The meaning is true. Why is it called noble truth? Because of this truth can be known only by noble person. Another meaning, this truth, a truth of noble person, truth of noble person. That is referring to, Arya means referring to Buddha. Buddha explained this truth. The other religious teacher also explained different truth. They also have truth. What is the truth? They explain. In the world there are many, many truths, many type of truths. He say that is true. The other say that is true. That is the truth. But this truth, noble truth, because the truth explained by Buddha, or the truth explained by a noble person, or truth of noble person. As you know, the Four Noble Truths, as I explained. Four Noble Truths, the Buddha gave systematically only Four Noble Truths. That is a meditation practice. Four Noble Truths, yes, a meditation objects mentioned. Meditation qualities are mentioned, attainments are mentioned, to be eradicated is mentioned, only four. This is a meditation practice. Like a medical treatment. The Buddha kept only four ways, four complete, you see. Many people, many Buddhist people's heart or know about the Four Noble Truth. But we must try to deeper meanings. How to practice according to Four Noble Truth? That is explained in Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. Venerable Kauntinya, he said the first to practice vipassana successfully on Four Noble Truth. The first noble truth, truth of suffering, that is object of vipassana. The Buddha explained. Therefore, in Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, first the Buddha enumerated what are suffering. Jatipi dukkha, jarabi dukkha, pyadipi dukkha, dukkha, maranambi dukkha. Explain what is dukkha. Then the Buddha explained what should be done. Dankopanidhan dukkhan riya satyam prinyeya. You must realize this dukkha, the first Four Noble Truth, only to be realized. You must try to understand. You must try to find out. That is meditation object, you see. So, to be realized, the first noble truth to be realized. If it to be realized, what is it then? Realization. How to realize? you must have cultivated the fourth noble truth. That is Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, Eightfold Noble Path. The fourth noble truth is, by developing four noble truth, you can realize the first noble truth. So meditation practice through the fourth noble truth. Meditation object through the first noble truth. Therefore, the fourth noble truth the Buddha said, Dan Kompani Dan, Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada Riya Satcha, Bhavi Devan. You must have developed this one. Developed, how to develop practice? How to develop? Regularly practice. Meditation practice that, you see, to develop the fourth noble truth. So through fourth noble truth, we realize that the first noble truth, what is the benefit? Without the advantage, nobody like to do. Must have benefit, must have result. What is the result? The Buddha gave two results. Can remove, can eradicate the second noble truth. Can attain the third noble truth. That is a result. The result of meditation practice is can eradicate second noble truth, can attain the third noble truth. So meditation practice, so the object of meditation practice, meditation result or meditation advantage, the Buddha explained. That is the only way whoever wish to attain nirvana, whoever wish to purify their mind, that is the only way. Even maybe there are so many meditation techniques. Nowadays, so many meditation techniques. Whatever meditation technique, in Myanmar there are various names, but only this practice. According to the master, after the master named Mahasi, Chamye, Shui Dongo, Song Long, Mogo, this is after the teachers. After the teachers. But meditation practice only one, this one. Going on, so many meditation techniques. But even different teachers, they teach only this Four Noble Truth. Everybody knows about the Four Noble Truth. If you wish to keep your mind pure, that is the only way. You must realize that the first one, noble truth or suffering, the first noble truth or suffering, what is a dukkha? You must realize what is a dukkha. Dukkha is only to be realized, not to remove. Many people are trying to remove dukkha. Dukkha cannot be removed, you see. Must realize. Only must remove the cause of suffering, second one. What is the cause? If a cause is removed, the effect has gone. How to remove? There is a way. That is the Eightfold Noble Path. That is a Gomega. Or Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada. Practice lead to, practice leading to cessations of suffering. Patipada means practice Nirodha Gamini means leading cessation, Dukkha Nirodha. Gamini means leading, Dukkha Nirodha means cessation of suffering. So practice leading to cessation of suffering. Sometimes a Patipada is a way. Practice leading to cessation of suffering. So without a practice, we cannot realize dukkha. We cannot remove the cause of dukkha. That is work, you see. We cannot attain the cessation of suffering. So Eightfold Noble Truth is how to practice meditation. That is explained. Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta is a talk about only that. This is the first Sama of the Buddha. Listening to this Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta, only Pinarivo Kontinya completely understand, successfully followed the Buddha's way. In the end of Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta, he attained the Sotapatti Magga, first stage. The other monks, even they understand, not completely understand. Their view is not completely correct. They have still doubt. Then the Buddha gives instruction. The second is two monks attain Sotapatti Magga. The third day, the other two monks. Then the fifth day, became arahant after listening to Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. And then, you know, Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. Anatta Lakkhana Sutta is Haiha inside meditation practice, you see. To clarify vipassana, their vipassana, to increase vipassana knowledge, the Buddha taught Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. Because on those days, in India, even nowadays, the view of Atta is so strong. All religions are hold up, explaining Atta. According to Sanskrit, it is called Atma. Atma. You know, all Indian philosophies are based on Atma, you see. Atma and Pratama. Pratama is a creator, universal soul. Atma is individual soul, only two souls. Universal soul create individual soul. They also believe in creators. So those theories spread among the people, remain in their heart to convert from this view to reject so theories. It's very difficult. Round view is very difficult to cross over, you see. To cross over, very difficult. After listening to Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta, only one continya, Pinarivo Kontinya alone can cross over. The others cannot cross over. Remain in this bank, cannot go next bank, other banks. So strong, views are so strong. So, to purify our mind, first we must know which are impurities. According to Abhidhamma, you have to know now what are impurities. Abhidhamma Sangha, this aura is not so important. According to special intention, he ordered this one. This is not a rising order. That is a teaching order. Want to explain? First, he mentioned in Bhidhamatha Sangha, as you know, you see, in fundamental Abhidhamma, you have learned already about the this page number. Akusala Chetasika 48. You see, these are impurities. Impurities are not in the book. Impurities in your mind, in our mind. So, must check up. Mahasadivatana Sutta said, explain Chaitanupassana to check up these. Dhammanupassana, Chaitanupassana is for the purpose of that. To find out. First, we must find which are impurity. If you wash your clothes, where is the dirty? You must find out. Only dirty place you wash away. First, must try to find out what is impurity and mental impurities. Here, given 1 to 40. This aura is, the compiler of the test, Pindarīva Anuruddha. He has a special intention. When he explained association system, easy to that. Explain this number, but not a rising number. So first he gave 4, moha, ahirika, anotapa, otacha. These are any akusala chaitas, it associate with any akusala chaita, these 4 associate, therefore universal. Whatever akusala chaita arises, these included, these associate together. Therefore, these 4 come first. When, for example, when you are angry with something or at someone, these 4 associate. Moha, ahirika, anuddhava, udaccha. Have come together with the anger, come together with the dosa. When lobha arises, these come together with the lobha. They are inseparable, always together. Therefore, universal evil mental state, universal evil mental state, and moral mental state. When mana arises, these participate, this together with the mana. Then jealousy arises together with this. Whatever impurities appeared, they are strong impurities, always together. So moha, ignorance. What is ignorance? Ignorance of what is true, what is not true. That is ignorance. Ignorance of cause and effect. According to test, what we say, moha, most suttadas explain, ignorance of 4 noble truths. That is a higher level. Ignorance of Four Noble Truths is important. Ignorance of truth of suffering, ignorance of the cause of truth of suffering. Truth is the cause of suffering. Ignorance, the truth, cessations of suffering. Ignorance of the truth, the way leading to cessations of suffering. Because of moha, we don't know what is the truth.